זוכרת את השם אלוהיכך, כי הוא הנותן לך את כל יצירת ישראל. He is the one that gives you koyach la'atzeis koyach. Hashem says there are three types of anogah. One is the regular tev Hashem set up that takes care of the physical needs of the entire world. An ant gets what it needs, a lion gets what it needs, the earth gets what it needs. Different processes Hashem set up. Then there's the other extreme is a nigla. Like you see it, Mitzrayim reveals the miracles. Yes, the Amsa, sitting of the Yarden, etc. Then there's something between, which is called the Midas Havrocha, that if we go in the ways of Hashem, Hashem gives specialty out to Shemai to what we do. Many people go to work, and they come home with whatever they come home with, or they do to open up businesses, and they're not successful. Midas Havrocha brings the out to Shemai to the business, brings in a lot of money. The different ways that it happens. One of the hanogas that Kosh Bol set up is this mida of bracha. That if you go in the ways of Hashem and the vows of Kosh Bol are important to you, then it brings the Yad Shemayah in the work you're doing. So this is something that's important for us to know. We see Hashem is setting up the world in a situation that you have to be a Baal Bitofen. Sometimes it's a privilege to be a Baal Bitofen. Now, if not, it's Baal Bitofen, you'll go crazy. Every day you read the headlines today, there will be a war, tomorrow there won't be a war, the third day again will be a war. What's it about? You can't have any peace of mind. All the tzaras are doing to the Olam HaTorah also, even in all things. What's going to be? If we go to Bitofen and we realize that out to the Tereva, Thursday, Zephyr, comes the news into your house. If you have a Yigdara once a day, you're constantly connected to it, you're disconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're connecting to yourself to Olam HaTorah, it takes away the bracha. The other way around. Other the more you mechatik the things that are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will bring you bracha. The more you totally be talking to Hashem and not both of the dumb, that will bring you bracha and everything you need. There's also the Vahoyim, the Shofaya Tishwa, the Shem, the Kef, the Laft, the Elim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Laft, the Shishtach, the Vito, the Hed. If you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal in the Sefer Tzemura says, is better to be mefer et ha-toyva v'al tishtakach ha-toyva. The most important thing we need is to make sure Torah is strong in Klal Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim says throughout history, the gzeiros against the Limud ha-Torah, the shivas were closed down in one country after the next. There are always different ways that that either moved to another place or even within that place people went on the underground, supported the Torah, and that's what kept Klal Yisrael strong. That brings the growth of the Klal Yisrael. So Kosh Bol is giving us a special opportunity. The fact that the government has taken away support from Lomdei HaTorah. Don't just blame the government. If you have any way of supporting the Olam HaTorah, it's imperative. We have here one of the biggest tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. The tzaddik list and nobody knows his name. But he's going around the entire world with the Gedolim and raising millions of dollars for the Olam HaTorah. It's not enough. Every individual should take responsibility, give what you can, because you're going to be the one, those people that are going to be the Mamidei HaTorah, and the Atzeis HaYomim, get us to the last stage. Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a special space for those people that went out of the way. Karen Oyel HaTorah, they have a new bank account in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, okay, that's what he said. If anybody will publicize it, they're asking every individual also, not just the billionaires to give the money. How do the billionaires get money? Because they give money to Tzokin. We know, for example, in the Middle Ages, or in the later Middle Ages, it was illegal for Jews to own land. Why? They wanted to push the Jews down. Push the Jews down, you can't own only land. In America, that's your own land, so they see what happens. They become the biggest real estate people. But in Europe, they were more the biggest farmers. You can't own land. So how are you going to eat? You have to open up a bank. That's how you become Rothschild. Because they wanted the Jew to be the richest person in the world. Why? Because he did everything to stop us to have money. And if the money is used properly in the economy. I'll call upon this opportunity, the 2 points. Number one is, strengthening our Bitofen Hashem, he brings the bracha. Don't be constantly over-involved in catching up the latest comment that this Meshuggah said, another one said. Or if you want to say what the world said, the other leader of the world said, they're not running the world, they're both running the world. That's number one. And Kamuvan, you have much more time for learning and for doing mitzvahs. And the second is this thing that the Shichas HaTorah is the most dangerous thing for Klal Yisrael. And Because Baruch Hu made a situation that's more complicated. We can't just go on with the life and say, okay, it's not my problem. Every individual has to look into himself. What can I do? And you say, what do you mean? I can't give $1 million a year. I can only give $1,000 a year. Or I can give $100 a year. Whatever you give. Prusa mitzvaretet. If you do what you can, you'll make the answer for yourself and call Yisrael. And it will be valid. Neitzav mitzvah for you.